Summer of Slime, written by Christina Curtin, June 15th, 2019. We are officially closing out the second full week of summer since school let out, and my house has become overridden with the disease known as slime. I had the grand idea to do a summer checklist for the girls that required them to take care of their personal hygiene, the nerve of me, along with spending time on other activities before they used their electronics. One of the activities for them to choose from was to make something. Idiotic me wasn't specific, so literally every day since school let out, Scarlett has made slime. Every single surface in my kitchen has been touched by slime. My countertops, the kitchen table, the cupboard handles, the floors. Stainless steel appliances are the worst idea ever. The smears. Fuck my life. I can't find any of my plastic containers for the leftovers of the gourmet meals I cook because she is using it for slime storage. Food coloring is now my worst enemy. Red dye is awful and should be banned. That shit is everlasting and my carpet has a few permanent pink stains. It's a nice way to commemorate our first year in this house. Tell me again why I picked light carpet. My days have been spent learning the importance of activator and coming up with different names for slime based on their color. Mint, cupcake, confetti, purple nurple, tang, I don't fucking care. Name it all blob or squishy. By the way, am I the only one that thinks Ghostbusters predicted the future of DIY kids' crafts? Slimer is Slime and the State Puff Marshmallow Man are squishies. I'm telling you, I'm onto something. I used to walk through the store and see the gallon tubs of glue and wonder why anyone would ever need that much. Who uses glue anymore? Glue sticks are such smart inventions. No mess, more precise. Well, once your kid starts making slime, invest in the tub. Glue sticks are pointless and those little bottles are only good for one or two batches of slime. My kids think the bottles are empty anyways once it's down to the end of the label and they toss them out. There's still glue in them, assholes. Turn it upside down and wait a couple minutes. I've refereed a few fights between the girls because Gianna is a borderline hoarder of supplies, putting her bin of slime stuff on top of her closet so Scarlett won't use them. Psh, please, Gianna, that's not gonna stop her. I try and explain to G that these supplies are meant to be used. We aren't building a shrine to lotion, shaving cream, and contact solution after all. But she gets all fired up saying that Scarlett is wasting it. Child isn't paying for this shit, so I don't know why she cares. I've washed so many towels and shirts covered in stickiness. I thank God I don't have boys because I bet there are plenty of moms out there that wash sticky towels. And no, it's not slime. I really shouldn't complain, though. It's been keeping her busy for a solid hour during the day. It's an hour that she's being creative and using her hands, which are usually stained a dark purple when she's done. It's an hour away from watching videos of people running their cars over things to make satisfying noises. Seriously, she watches that shit. So despite all my complaining and constant cleaning, deep down, I am okay with this choice. When does school start again? Asking for a friend.